Good morning. Our question today is, what's the basis for saying part of the Avinu Malkeinu out loud, that the Chazan says certain stanzas and we repeat thereafter, and is that the proper minhag to do? So in fact, the minhag in general of saying Avinu Malkeinu is brought by the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. He says that indeed we say Avinu Malkeinu Erev Avoker, at this time of year, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and the Sha'ar Yisachar says that this minhag that we have in a number of places, that for the most part, the Avinu Malkeinu is said by the Chazan and the Tzibur together, but just specific parts are said responsively. And he says, what are those parts? So he says that he brings the minhag, Avinu Malkeinu, Kotzveinu B'Sefer Chaim Tovim. That's how they used to start. Or maybe they used to start Hachzireinu B'Tshuva Shleima. That's more our minhag. We start a little bit earlier. And they go all the way up to, but not including, Avinu Malkeinu, Atzmach Lanu Yeshua B'Karov. That part that we mentioned from, they said B'Sefer Chaim Tovim, Kosveinu B'Sefer Chaim, all up until Atzmach Yishanu, that was said responsively in the view of the Sha'ar Yisachar. That is not a good minhag. Shemeorim Kitru, we cause a prosecution, claims, criticism against us. Why? Because there's a Tikkuni Azor, and I quote the Tikkuni Azor, very interesting. Tzafchim b'tzilutin b'yom ha'tikipur, those who shout, they're davening on Yom Kippur k'klavim, like dogs, saying, Havlan lana mizona, give us food. That is a terrible thing. So in fact, if that is what we are doing, if we're just saying out loud from the part of Kosveinu B'Sefer Chaim Tovim, the things, the material needs that we have, the materialism, the request that we have out loud, that is just like a dog falling in with the Tikkuni Azor, like a dog who is shouting out his tefillah on Yom Kippur, saying, give me food. So in fact, the Baal Shem Tov, he reportedly said that if your kavanah is l'shem shamayim, that you're asking for food and sustenance in order to properly do the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it is proper, it is mutter at least, to daven for those material benefits. However, if somebody is just saying those Avinu Malkeinus out loud, the rest of the Avinu Malkeinus, which are very important as well, saying that silently, and then you get to l'kosveinu l'chaim tovim, that's when we start saying it out loud responsively, the chazan and then the tzibur, and then when it gets to Avinu Malkeinu, harem keren Yisrael amech, harem keren mishichecha, those are very important things, and we're quiet and we say those quickly. And the other ones, when it comes to materialism, we concentrate it and say it out loud. Indeed, there is a concern that we fall under the statement of the Zohar HaKadosh that we are like dogs requesting their food. So there is a yishuv that is brought by the Minhag Yisrael Torah. He says that it could be a quasi yishuv of the minhag that we do, that the issue that we're trying to grapple with is that in the Sidurim, the Nusach, on a Tanis Tibur, when we have a fast day, is we say Zachreinu for X, Y, and Z. We should remember to have a Parnas, so we should be remembered to have Chaim Tovim, and Ne'ilah, it says Chasmeinu. So because there are different Nuschos of it, we're concerned that the Ami Haaretz, the unlearned, are going to be making mistakes, and they're going to be saying the wrong Nusach on the wrong days. Accordingly, we should say it out loud for those Amei Haaretz to know what the proper Nusach is. Nonetheless, it's brought down that that is dachuk, that is not a very strong reconciliation of the minhag that we have. That doesn't really protect us very well, that it's still indeed problematic. It's not a strong basis to permit our minhag, but the Moadi Muzbranim brings a different yishum, a different, we would say, reconciliation of our minhag, that it could be that that is indeed, he says, why the Chazan doesn't start talking about Kosveinu B'Sefer Chaim Tovim. We don't start immediately at the material requests we have, but rather we start a little bit earlier, the minhag for the Chazan to say it out loud and to say it responsively, that the Chazan starts at Avinu Malkeinu HaChazireinu B'Tshuva Shleima Lefanecha. He doesn't start at Kosveinu L'Chaim Tovim and Karnasov and etc. And because we are starting earlier with something that is not material, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Machshir, should return us to Tshuva Shleima Lefanecha, accordingly, we do not fall within the Zohar statement that we are like dogs requesting our food, because we are starting earlier something very significant that has nothing to do with materialism, and only thereafter are we getting to our material request. So nonetheless, that is the Minhag HaOlam, but thankfully we start earlier, not just talking about requesting our material needs, but talking about much more significant things like Hachazirenu b'tshuva shleima lefnecha, and only thereafter do we get to our material request. So nonetheless, despite the criticism of the Minhag HaOlam, we are starting earlier, and that is still the Minhag HaOlam, to say that part responsively, Chazen and the Tzibur repeating. Have a wonderful day.